Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once again, Limits and I having a pre-show dispute.
You know, the good thing about that, Joe, is the last time that happened, we had one of the best opening segments we've ever had.
We have a lot to live up to then. Emma, the intern, is with you. Is she an intern?
No, this is Emma Powell from Baldwin. She writes for the student newspaper, The Perbolite at Baldwin, does a really good job, and she's shadowing the show today.
Shadowing you today.
Yes.
Learning from a legend. Hello, Emma. How are you today?
I'm good.
Say hello. She's a big Penguin fan, Tyler. Say hello to Tyler Kennedy.
Who's your favorite Penguin?
Of course, Tyler Kennedy is my favorite.
Get her
great
out.
Answer.
She's figured this business out already. I love it.
That is a great answer. All right, Tyler, how are you today?
Doing great. You know, the weather's kind of affect my mood a little bit, but I'm going out on the course tomorrow. I got a little match set up. I'm ready to go. I haven't played in 2 weeks, so.
I'm depressed about my golf game. I was going to quit. And now I'm going to play again.
Doesn't surprise me. That does not surprise me. With the mustache, you needed to change
How
up.
How about the mustache,
yeah,
huh? They made a challenge the other day on the PM show.
Really?
Because Mason Rudolph showed up at OTAs with a mustache. And I think this is coming in well. Do you, Limits?
It's taking off, Joe.
This coming in well, or is this a tragedy?
Have you seen Joe's mustache at all? It's kind of hard to see.
Yeah. Crowley couldn't decipher it. Yeah.
Crowley has a great mustache. I told Crowley that he looks the best that I think he ever has right now.
I think he looks the worst he ever has.
Well, Callis said that too.
I was going to quit, Tyler. And then I got a lesson yesterday, and I just need to slow it down, Ed Wittmeyer told me.
Your head or your swing?
Both. Both. It needs to be like a hinge, like a door, up and down. I'm trying to kill the ball. You saw that, right?
Yeah. Even again, play it safe, and usually you do pretty well. But I'm nervous. I got a match tomorrow.
Who against who?
Ryan Shaw. He's one of my buddies. We've been bickering back and forth all winter. Who's better? And he goes, TK, put your money where your mouth is.
Uh-oh.
I'll put my money where my mouth is all day long.
How much?
I don't want to.
Over 1,000?
No.
Oh, then it's small potatoes.
Yeah, maybe for you. Me, you know, work, that's a lot of hours on the ice. But no, I'm excited to get out. It's been fun. I feel like different. You know, I'm in Bob's chair.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in Bob's chair. I feel like I've moved up in the world a little bit.
And guess who sat in that chair before Bob on this show? Ron Cook.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
A couple of legends.
You know what? Even Doran was...
That's a big chair over there.
Yeah, you know what? And the chair is so high. I'm like, this guy he's like 6'2", 6'3", and he's like really high. My knees are touching.
I was asking him, actually inadvertently insulting him the other day about his team at Pitt from the early 2000s. And I said, who was the fastest guy in the team? He said, you're looking at him.
Wow.
Doran ran like a 4.35. And of course, he went on to play in the NFL. Who was the best athlete on the team? It was Doran. Who's the most freakish, like, overall athlete that you ever encountered on a hockey rink? A teammate.
That can play all sports?
Yes, and also the most freakishly, like, oh my God, this guy can do everything on a hockey rink, too. Or a guy and a guy for all sports. Yes, both.
So, for all sports, Joe Pavelski, guy played with San Jose for 2 years. You know, he was a guy that you watch practice and you're like, wow, he's going to be our top guy. He wasn't too impressive. He'd always work on the little things of his game, like tipping pucks, shooting pucks off spins, all this stuff. But then we always go for a golf tournament before the year out in San Jose. You want to talk about great courses. So we are out in Pebble Beach, and this guy, he was a scratch golfer. Like, I've never seen a guy.
My God. Pick,
oh, he was phenomenal. And he's like, you know what? He goes, I can just figure stuff out. It was unbelievable. He's great at
ping pong.
Ping pong. He's actually a really good baseball player. He's actually like, which kind of even makes him real like dynamic. He's like an unbelievable fisherman. Like, he can almost join, like,
really?
Yeah, like, he can do it all.
And limits, then, is fishing a sport? Do we include that in athletic skills or no?
Is there like competitive fishing?
Yeah,
well, I don't know. What does Emma think? Ask her if she thinks fishing is a sport.
Fishing a sport?
I think so. I fish a lot.
You do?
Well, I used to when I was little.
For what? What kind of fish?
Well, we like own a boat, so like, I'm down at the river a lot.
Wow.
So I fish.
All right, then I'm an outlier here. I don't think that fishing is an athletic event.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's tournaments, so I think it is.
I mean, there's chess tournaments.
Is chess not a sport?
Limits?
No, chess is not a sport.
Emma?
I will lay down the line there.
Chess is a sport?
No, we agree back here. Chess is not a sport.
No, she says no.
No.
Yeah.
Fishing is a sport, though.
How about race car driving?
Oh, 100%.
You think?
Race car driving? Oh, yeah.
Like, are they athletes? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. You sit in that car for 8 hours. Ripping around a track at 200 miles an hour.
Does Emma think race car drivers are athletes? I'm not so sure about this.
Like, I can drive a car, so like...
There you go.
I don't
go off the rails.
I agree with her 100%. I agree with her 100%.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's very difficult, but so is playing a guitar.
Is that making Antonio Brown on McKnight Road a sport?
Jesus. But what about like the F1?
It's incredible what they do, but again, it's incredible what a guitar player would do over the course of a 3-hour concert. He would exert himself, you know, beyond
but
belief.
But he's not competing against anyone else. What I think makes it a sport is when you compete against other people. He's not competing. He's just singing.
He might be in a guitar contest.
No. You're going off the rails here.
Not
guitar. So,
limits.
Joe, when you
wait
go...
a second here. And I asked, by the way... the last time I asked Mike Tomlin a question when it was just me and him was probably 15 years ago, and he was doing a camp, and it was just a fun interview, like about his interests and things like that.
Yeah.
And I learned that he likes NASCAR. So I said, as he was walking away to get away from me at the end of the interview, I followed him and said, one more thing. Do you like NASCAR? He's like, love it. I said, do you think they're athletes, those guys? He said, absolutely. So he agrees with Tyler.
Yep.
If I'm going to go watch cars race around, I'll stand on top of the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. Right, Emma?
No, they're going too slow because everyone stops. The Squirrel Tunnel, the Fort Pitt Tunnel, there's nothing worse than you're trying to get downtown and there's...
I know. What is that,
that
phenomenon?
Is the worst.
Why does that happen, Limits? Especially coming back from Philly or Greensboro.
Every time
or
I
wherever.
Come back from Penn State, why I sit there for like half an hour.
Why does that happen? Why can't everybody just drive through?
People that say that 51 is a bad road have not driven that road enough.
Tyler, why does that happen? What is it about the tunnel that makes
it
a traffic
like
jam?
One merging lane. It's the one merging lane, and then you go to the Squirrel, like I'm talking about the Fort Pitt because I go through that a lot more, but like I don't get the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, but again, after you get... Say if you're coming from like Monroeville back.
Yeah.
They do have one merging lane, but like that's the first thing a lot of players that come here talk about.
I believe it.
It's the first thing they go, what is going on with this traffic? Like, why are they stopping?
Why are they
even
stopping?
Even when it's raining,
that's the eternal question. Why are they stopping or slowing down? I don't understand. It's a road. It's two
lanes.
There's got
to be a better solution.
Keep driving. Are horses athletes, Tyler? Are horses athletes?
Yeah.
Limits, you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd say horses are athletes, especially when they're
running. Horses are worth more than a hockey player.
Yeah, when they're running in the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness Stakes.
They're like $20 million
horses. This is unbelievable. Emma, are horses athletes?
Yes, I think so. The people riding them, no, but the horses themselves.
See, I think the opposite. I think a jockey is more of an athlete, although it's like a race car driver. The horse, first of all, the first like prerequisite to being an athlete is to know that you are competing and that you're an athlete. A horse doesn't know that.
So he's just, the horse trains. The horse trains for the race and prepares for the race and has to get ready for the race.
Yeah,
okay. So if I put two ants on this table and put a piece of apple at the end and they both started running toward the apple, are they athletes?
That's not a competitive race.
Yes, it is a competitive race. They're trying to get to the apple.
It might be a friendly competitive race.
But if the ant was worth $10 million, yeah, it would turn into something a little bit more serious.
Are ants athletes?
No. No.
Emma? What does she think?
Is cornhole a sport, Joe?
Oh.
He thinks so because it's big money on TV and they're competing. Are cornholers athletes? Is that what they're called, by the way? Cornholers?
Yeah. No, I don't think they are.
Hey, so I'm on Sportsnet, you know?
Yeah.
So right outside the window, you know, we do the show, we watch the game in this room. Me and Jay watch the game in the room, and outside the window they have
Jay Caulfield?
Yeah, Jay Caulfield. And we watch sometimes these guys play cornhole, and there are some studs out there that don't miss.
I know. I've seen that.
I don't know. Maybe it's a fog. I'm not sure what the bar is beside the Sportsnet building, but like every Thursday, I think there's like a tournament at the bar, and there's some guys that they don't miss.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that's a sport.
I don't know. I have to draw the line at animals. What about dogs when they do like the frisbee thing at halftime? Athlete?
Oh, what about when they run around and try to catch the rabbit?
That could be a sport.
It's really fun to watch when the dogs are catching the frisbees.
Who was the dog who starred in the sports movie? That was definitely
Air Bud. Yeah, Air Bud. He was the best. He's an athlete.
He was like Pavelski. He could play anything.
He can
play
everything.
Air Bud?
And then for like probably like the strongest, most athletic, like obviously Sid because what he does, but like Chris Letang was kind of a freak in the gym.
Yeah, I bet.
He was like, you know, and he was like doing like triple of what I was trying to lift. And it was like nothing. Like I think he was doing like chin-ups with like 100 pounds strapped to him.
Crowley's like weighed in. For how much?
For 5 or 6. The guy's in.
100?
100 pounds.
What?
Strapped to him. There's videos on YouTube. I've never seen a guy that strong in my life.
I'd have to be airlifted to a hospital if I tried.
I could probably
that.
Barely hang on, especially now. I'm like, my wife said something that really got me the other day. She's like, you're kind of turning into like the skinny fat guy. I go, please don't say that. So I've been going to the gym ever since.
How much can you lift now?
Probably not much. You know what happened?
Probably not much.
Did you see on the broadcast of the TNT game last night, Shaq, right before halftime, grabbed a member of the crew and was doing curls with him?
Didn't see that. Wait a second. We're burying the lead here. Someone has told us, I think Mackey, that you look like maybe the guy who's going to be the Penguins' new coach. Is that right?
Yes. So
listen to this, Tyler.
I'm going to find it. So Mackey tweeted out something yesterday that says, Jay Woodcroft is one of the names you hear as a candidate for Penguins' head coach. He looks like an older version of Austin Bechtold.
Is there a photo to go with it?
Yeah.
We'll have to take a look.
I had Jay in San Jose.
I don't know if you can see
you
the guy
did?
Through the glass
I
here,
had
Joe.
Jay Woodcroft in San Jose.
Let's get to these coaching years. Candidates in a moment. Yeah. First, Crowley weighs in, wondering if Air Bud is then an actor. Are we taking it that far? If he's an athlete, is Air Bud an actor?
Yes, Air Bud's an actor.
You think he knows he's acting?
Well, he's
does
getting
it matter?
Paid to act.
Like, Emma, what do you think? Is Air Bud an actor? Did you see the movies?
Well, he rehearses like the actors do, so like, I think so.
Good take.
Wow.
Good take.
We've gone.
And the owners probably get paid for bringing them on set.
That's right.
This is a bridge too far.
Someone has to get paid for Air Bud.
Did you see Air Bud?
Air Bud is paid in treats, Joe.
Yes. If you offered him money or treats, there's no contest there.
Or ice cream.
I cried at Air Bud. Everybody else? Did you, Tyler?
No.
Remember when they captured Air Bud and he was living in that horrible place?
Yeah, I don't get too... Like, I was in and out of that movie. It wasn't, like, one that grabbed me and ran.
What's the last one you cried at?
Ooh.
Fried green tomatoes, maybe?
No, I don't know.
Fried green tomatoes?
Are you a crier? I'm not a crier.
I mean, I don't weep. Like, Limits and his family will watch a movie together, and they're all weeping on the couch. It's not me. But
we're
tears
a very emotional just, family.
Rudy
I just keep pushing my emotion down. I just keep stuffing it down.
I've spent a whole life doing that.
Yeah,
now, the
yeah,
problem
exactly.
is that
you have kids. That's
right. When it comes out in very distorted ways. That's
all at once, TK.
Rudy, did you cry at that?
Oh, I thought Rudy was phenomenal.
Yeah. At least a little welling of the tears that got as far as your chin or your nose.
No.
No.
No, I don't cry like that.
Limits? Hmm. Your whole family must have been on the floor bawling at Rudy.
Oh,
people wailing.
More so for the NCIS Origins season finale, if you remember that. Remember? It's a very emotional
yes.
cliffhanger at the end.
Emma, the last movie you cried at was what? Terms of Endearment?
La La Land.
La La Land. La La did you see that, Limits?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah.
Classic. Wow.
How about that?
I feel emotional even now, speaking about this. Tyler, let's talk about coaches, shall we?
Let's go.
Who's the guy you mentioned who looks like you?
Woodcroft.
Jay Woodcroft.
You had him.
Had him 2 years in San Jose.
Tell us about him.
Well, one, he was the assistant coach in Detroit when they beat us in 09.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? He had kind of a funny story. He was like assistant coach video guy in Detroit for so many years, and then he won in 09. Todd McClellan got hired in San Jose to take over. So Todd was actually, the assistant coach. He went to San Jose. He took over as a head guy. And he bring Jay as assistant coach. So Jay was with me for 2 years, but Jay's a very skill-oriented, very development-first kind of guy. But what I think scared me with him was he was in Edmonton, and he didn't last long. He didn't even last 2 years with Edmonton.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a wagon.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's right. That was a disaster.
Yeah, but like.
I mean, not a disaster. The fact they didn't get where they're supposed to go, right?
Exactly. But again, sometimes it just doesn't work. But I thought Jay was good, like very detailed, very puts the work in. But he was an assistant in San Jose, so I'm not really sure. But I know he was, when I talk about guys that really focused on skill and development, he was a guy like that. He was always talking about that. When I talk about like Joe Pavelski and that San Jose team being very skilled,
yeah,
it was because Jay Woodcroft was out there working on skill, working on drills. Like, he's very into that stuff. Even I think he does like skill stuff in the summer. But I'm waiting. Like, we got to hear it's got to come out pretty soon, right? Like, if it's not anyone that's going to be in the finals, what are we waiting for? You know?
Well, I think they're doing in-person interviews this week, and it seems like, you know, with the world championships over, that now it's really starting to heat up. And two other guys, one of them is Mitch Love, who a lot of people think is the front runner, the Capitals assistant coach. What do you know? What do you hear from people in the league about him?
One, I hated playing against him. You want to talk about a guy that played hard, did everything hard, like he fought. He was a tough defenseman. Like, he was a guy that played with heart and soul when you played against him, and he was a tough guy to play against. I think he has some of the pedigree I think the Penguins are looking for.
Yeah.
Some of that, like, hey, no, I've been in the grind with you. I've been through the ringer. I think he'd be a pretty good candidate.
And he's only 40. You like a younger guy coming in or no?
I'm on the fence like that with that because – some of our guys are like 38. He's only 2 years older than some of our guys, which I think it starts to like question his authority when guys are only 2 years older. But he's a guy that's intimidating guy. He'd be an intimidating coach because, again, when you have a guy that it's like Greg Berube in Toronto, you know, you look him up, he's knocking guys' heads off. So you're not really questioning him or you're not really mouthing off to him because you'll probably knock your head off. He's a guy like that. I think he'll demand respect. I think he'll do a great job. I think he'll be great for the guys that aren't the star players, like the third and fourth line guys, the fifth and sixth defensemen. I think guys like that really help those guys. I felt, you know, when you think of Dan Bylsma, Dan was never a good he was never a really good player, but he really knew how to communicate with the bottom end of the team because he was that kind of player. And I think Mitch Love is kind of like that. So I think he'd be a good candidate. I'd want to know more about him and who he's bringing with him. If I was going between Jay Woodcroft and Mitch Love, like...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think the Penguins need more of a Mitch Love, a guy that's been in the grind, a guy that's like, you look at his former career and how he played in, like, he knows the nitty gritty, and I think he'll bring out a little bit more grit in the players instead of skill. We're skilled. We have enough skill. We need to find sandpaper, and I think a guy like Mitch Love will force those bottom end of the Penguins to come out a little bit more sandpapery, to tell them, like, guys, this is how we need to play. Watch. Do this. Do that.
You know? Well, there's one other guy in the mix, too, at least one, but one that's getting mentioned a lot. That's DJ Smith, former coach of the Senators, and it seems that he's the type of, you know, really positive spirit guy, like that positive reinforcement guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. What do you know about him?
Well, I don't think we need a reinforcement positive guy. I think we're past that stage. I think we right. need a guy who's going to set the tone right off the bat. So, and I don't think he lasted that long in Ottawa. He wasn't there very long.
No, he wasn't.
And then he's an assistant coach. Guys, I think my front runner is that Mitch Love. I want to see a guy come in that wants to prove that he's an NHL coach, because he's going to spend more time at the rink. He's always going to have in his head that I want to prove that I'm a good NHL coach, that I can do this, that I can be successful. So, yeah, I think Mitch is better than even DJ Smith.
Yeah.
But I think DJ's been around a long time. But
again, he was getting there with the Senators in 22-23. They finally had a winning record, were up around 90 points, and then had a bad start the next year, and he was out. But it seemed like, from the things I'm reading, that even when he was fired, it's like nobody really had negative reviews of him. But I hear what you're saying. They need more of an ass kicker than a friend.
Oh, yeah. It's like Therrien, right? Therrien got the Penguins and got the bottom end players a certain way, to play a certain way. Dan came in and kind of put the systems and everything, but for like grit and like willingness to make guys play hard.
Yeah.
Therrien was the guy. He'd be the guy going, hey, I think it's time you probably run someone over. You know, hey, it's probably, you know what I mean? Because you see his old clips
yeah.
of him calling guys out. Like, that might not be a bad thing.
Well, no you matter know, who it is,
you got to
this
put
person.
Guys,
this person's walking into a tough situation, ooh. Depending on who's still here. And Carlson would lead the list of, not, you know, not being necessarily a jerk, but just an older guy who's set in his ways and thinks he knows best and isn't very coachable. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he's a veteran guy. He's been around the block. He's always played one way. He's always been really successful. When you look at a coach, it's like, what guy's going to sit him down and scare him a little bit? You know, because he ain't going to get scared very easily. But who's going to get him and set the tone with him where it's like, no, no, no. This is how you're going to play or you're not going to play. But I don't know if that even worked with
him. I just think the best move with him is any, you know, by hook or by crook, get him out of here, you know?
Yeah.
And I say that lovingly almost, but it's just not, it's just a bad situation to walk into and have to deal with that. Plus, the thing that really confuses me with Carlson is, why is he attached to this place? It's been 2 years. Does he love it here? Is he living here in the offseason? I don't think so. You know, go somewhere where you can win, please.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to go to some of the places there. You know, I think he's probably got a no trade clause, right, to certain teams.
Would he rather not win? Just coast for the rest of his career?
Maybe they're sending him to Winnipeg. He goes, no, I'll stay here.
Yeah, right.
You know, But like you hear the new rumors about that Mitch Marner coming to the Penguins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we don't need Mitch Marner. We got skill. We need some sandpaper. We need a guy like Sam Bennett. Give Sam Bennett $11 million.
But couldn't anybody use Mitch Marner if you're trying to win?
Yeah, who's farther in the playoffs right now, Mitch Marner or Sam Bennett?
Well, yeah, if you give me a choice of those two, for sure.
Yeah, I think we need more of a sandpaper guy than a high-end skill. Like, just look at the playoffs right now. Look what's winning in the playoffs right now. Look at all the high-end skill that's out of the playoffs. Like, Carolina tried to play that high-end skill game. And Florida's like, yeah, you play whatever game, we're going to run you through the back of the wall, and we are going to just make it so hard. Everyone on their team hits. You got guys like Sam Bennett. They're making every D go back and pay a price to pick up a puck.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if the Penguins have that right now. When they chip a puck in, that defenseman is looking over his shoulder because he's got a guy barreling down and is going to put him through the wall. So I think we need to pick up a guy like that, a sandpaper guy that can pull other guys into the fight. You know, everyone talks about like Matt Cook and how he played and, you know, he hit guys from behind, this and that, and he played on the edge. Well, you know what? When you play on the edge like that, guess what happens? You pull everyone into the fight. If you're not having a good game and Matt Cook runs from through the wall and you're in a scrum, you better get involved in that game because someone's going to grab you and knock your head off.
Mm.
So guys like that, guys that pull you into the fight when you don't want to be in the fight are the ones that are game changers. They're culture changers. So I think a guy like Sam Bennett, it's going to be hard for Florida to sign him because I think he's going to want a big price tag. But I also think Florida understands how valuable a guy like that is, especially like in the in the Leaf series. You know, he was a big factor on pushing those top guys out of the game. So I don't know, Mitch Marner, he's probably the most skill free agent coming up here.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried about when the game gets hard, when you got to put everything on the line and sacrifice your body or, you know, do something you're not usually willing to do, is he going to be the guy to do that? So
Tyler Kennedy here till 11 o'clock. We don't often open the phones for Tyler, do we, Limits?
No, but we can.
If you have a question for Tyler, 412-928-9370, 928-9370. That is the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, providing trusting plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can communicate with our dear friend Limits on the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So a lot of things happening today. Obviously, hockey talk right now. I want to ask Tyler more about what it takes to win these days compared to when his team won the cup. Has it come back around to the same stuff? Are we talking about a different way of building teams and the Penguins Cup winners of 16 and 17? What kind of team do you want to have these days? Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. And of course, well, we'll do that at 11. I have a six-pack planned for 11. This threw me for a loop, this segment, Limits. The fact that all three of you think that dogs and horses are athletes. I don't know that I can get over that, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm surprised because, like, when you see, have you ever seen, like, one of those?
They're athletic. Don't get me wrong. They're very athletic.
But whenever you have something racing at something else for money,
yeah,
that's a sport, right?
Yeah. Which
means that's an athlete.
Sure.
People on the text line. When you're eating a certain way, when you're training, when you're...
Is a squirrel an athlete? Do you ever see what they do on trees and such? They go upside down on telephone wires?
Oh, yeah.
Limits, is a squirrel an athlete?
No, a squirrel is not an athlete.
What if you raced one squirrel against another? Would he be an athlete then? Tyler thinks so?
No. People on the text line are saying...
Emma, have you ever been to a squirrel race?
Squirrel race? Have you ever seen a squirrel race before? No. Yeah. That's because I don't think they're formal, Joe. I don't think those formally exist.
What if they're informal, Limits? Does that make them an athlete?
No.
Next.
People are saying secretariat.
Yeah.
Oh,
the horse,
phenomenal.
Definitely an athlete, right?
Phenomenal.
Secretariat?
No, he's not an athlete. He was athletic. He didn't even know he was competing.
So do you have if to you know gave that you're competing?
Yeah, I think that's a prerequisite. Yes.
He knew he was competing in the secretariat?
No, he was competing for an apple. He didn't know he was an athlete.
That's you insulting secretariat's integrity.
Secretariat. I didn't mean it.
You did.
The horses know they're trying to beat all the other horses, 100%.
But for what? not to like win a title because they're getting beaten on the back or something. They're going ahead of them.
What's the difference between winning a trophy, a piece of metal, and in a food?
I guess you're right about that. You know, I don't know. Is there an apple at the end of it? Well, like I said, if I put two ants on this table, if I put two ants right here on this table and a crumb a foot away, is that then an athletic contest?
If there's money on it. If it's sanctioned.
Emma, do people bet on ant races?
Not that I've heard.
That's a good answer. I haven't heard of it either.
What else are they saying? Secretariat actually was voted one of the top 100 athletes of the 20th century by Sports Illustrated, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Ron Cook railed against that, as I recall.
The other texters are, you know, they're kind of talking about other things. They brought up Rudy.
Sure.
They brought up other movies.
Did they cry at Rudy?
It's a great question for the
texters. You should read one instead of silently reading them on
one
the air.
One says, the horses are athletic. Winning is winning.
That's true.
Somebody else says about race cars. Somebody else says animals are motivated just like people.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's a good point. Wow. This is fun having limits silently.
What's your, what's your best top five, top three sports movies?
Oh, why don't we talk about that
or
next?
Racing movies.
Hockey movies. There's Slapshot and everything else. What's the second best one?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.